Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for this show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Oh, Okay. I'm gonna give you a brilliant revelation on talking to people about their sin. Are you ready? Sinners already know they're sinning. See, that I wish that news had gotten out sooner. Because there's a lot of people running around pointing at sin. Ooh, 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 ooh. You know the tattletale in the class when you were a little kid? Ooh, look, look. They act like you didn't even know you were committing that sin. So they came along. How many sins do you commit that you had no idea? Let me tell you what, I hustled and lied and deceived on every sin I ever committed because I didn't want anybody to know. I didn't want anybody to find out. I put it to the side, tell a story, do a thing. I would do that whether I needed to or not. Because I knew every time I did a wrong thing, I knew it was wrong. And I'll tell you another thing about confronting people in their sin. They are probably already dealing with the consequences of that sin. I look at some brothers and they have lost their job. They have lost their house. They have lost their relationship. They've lost half their teeth. Bless them. What can I say? You follow me? What can I say to you to get through to you if those things don't make an impact? In fact, the last thing I want to do is say something to make you feel worse, for God's sakes. You're already down in it. If anything, I'm trying to think of the magic words for us to come up out of this thing and find another way. Amen? I think that's the Christian thing to do. So I think it comes down, and all these brothers are saying the same thing, and I agree with them. That you go down one fork in the road, and that takes you down that road to judgment, where you're judging on other people. The other fork in that road is love and loving people. See, it's two different. You can't do the both at once. Once you set out to judge people, you've already condemned them. You've already written them off, and they know that about you. You know, if you've decided this person ain't no good, they ain't no. You could quote whatever Bible verse, you can say anything, they're not hearing it. Oh yeah, you don't love me, you don't believe in me, your heart isn't towards me. So forget, it doesn't matter what you say. Because they know if they turn around and clean themselves up, that same judgmental person would find something else not to like about them. They're not gonna jump through those hoops over and over again. They're smarter than that. But somebody who loves you, you understand? Someone who loves you comes to you and has a word for you on that, that will cut deep. Deep, deep down. You'll feel that deep down. My grandmother, she was the only one that ever loved me. Out of my whole family, I would mess up, everyone is through with me, except for grandmother. I can't even tell you why, but shit, don't, that's my, he's all right, just he'll be fine, you know, whatever it was. Grandma saved my life. I'm sure they were plotting to kill me and bury me in the backyard, and she talked him out of it. And she always would spoil me. If I come to her house, she'd cook all my favorite food and everything, and what have you. But now, every now and then, she'd walk into somewhere or see me do something wrong. She'd walk in and say, "Is this how you want it to be when Jesus comes back?" And I think, no, I would get a hold of my heart for, and not when I was young, I thought maybe he's coming any minute now, and I'd get be concerned. I'd repent quickly just in case he was on his way, you know. No, I don't want it to be like this when Jesus comes back. When's he coming? Do I got time to do something, you know? But you see, I will receive that from her. The rest of the family chewed me out all the time just for just anything. It didn't make an impression on me because I didn't feel they had that love for me. I want to look at the same verse we were just looking at. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, if anyone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. And as pastor was preaching, but watch yourselves, or you may also be tempted. Now, I want to look at this next verse here. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Carry each other's burdens. When you're cuffing somebody and trying to tell them about that sin in their life, are you trying to help them carry that burden? Sometimes you are, and that's a good thing. Sometimes you're just trying to tell them about themselves and getting in their business. That's a different thing. Jesus said to the Pharisees, those people that Pastor Bailey was talking about, he says, you're the kind of people that will weigh people down with burdens that you can hardly carry, but won't lift a finger to help them. What he's saying is you're the kind of people, he's talking to religious people now, you tell people what to do, make them feel bad, but you don't do anything to help. And he rebuked them for that. And here we have Paul saying, carry one another's burdens. In this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks there's something, when they're not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. You understand? I'm a sinner and a work in progress. If I'm going to tell you anything about your sin, it's going to be based on my experience. I've made some mistakes I'd like for you to learn from, and I'd like you to have the benefit of that knowledge, so I'm going to do whatever I can to help you move ahead. I'm coming with humility. I'm coming with love. I'm not trying to judge on anybody. But all this has to do with talking to people who are our brothers and sisters. I think when we start talking about people who are outside the faith about all this, we lose track of what we're supposed to be doing here. Let's look at this verse from Romans. So then each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. Therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another, period. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or sister. How about that? Don't make it harder on somebody, for heaven's sake. It's hard. Life is hard enough. Some people out there, they're just at the bottom, and they are just hanging on for dear life. The last thing we need to do is make them feel like we're passing judgment on that person. We're going to give an account of ourselves to God, and all of us are going to have something to answer for. Amen? So we don't have any reason to judge somebody else and look down on somebody else. You know, sometimes I think we get jealous of sinners, that they get to do all the fun stuff you can't do anymore. And you want them to stop doing it because if you can't do it, you don't want them to do it either, do you? Well, I'm getting close to the truth now. I know a guilty laugh when I hear it. Sometimes you see somebody do something wrong and it reminds you of your past and something you did in your past that you're still ashamed about, you're still upset about, you're still looking down on yourself about that. And that reminder makes you want to go to them and cuff them and be rude with them and talk out of turn. And that's not getting it either. I think we have to look at it, especially with non-believers, but I think with each other, we have to ask, does this person really want to hear from me? Are they asking for help? Are they asking for advice? Because here's the truth. If you want advice from me, you have got to ask for it. If you are expecting me to find you, cuff you, and give you advice and just try and shove it down your throat, that's not going to happen. If you think that's what preachers do all day, You're sadly mistaken. We're trying to find the ones that are open. If you hard-headed, we're going to pass you by. We don't have enough time to get to the ones that is open. We ain't going to waste our time on the hard-headed ones. I'm not here to tap dance, trying to put on a show for you to believe it. For heaven's sake, if you want it, ask for it. I'll give it to you. But if you're not asking for advice, if you're not open to that, you're not likely to receive it. But I understand. Here's what I'm going to say now. I understand the pain of having come through some kind of madness, coming through some kind of, and then watching someone you love go through that same thing. Oh, it's the worst feeling. And you think, oh, if I could just say something, if I could do something, and you get all the wrong ideas going about it, and your head's all in the wrong place about that. But the prayer that I've been praying for a while now in my life, in my Christian life, and I want you to pray the same prayer. Lord, let me be there at the turning point. They may not be ready for it today, but Lord, get me ready when they're ready. And let me be there. I want to be in that spot. I'm jealous to be in that spot. I want to be the one that helps this person. If it's not today, and I want it to be today, but if it's not going to be today, I want to be there in that spot. I think God will honor that prayer. I think God can work with that, and maybe we'll learn something in the meantime, or we'll be prepared by God for that moment. Here's the truth, and y'all know what I'm talking about. When it comes to people judging us, one of the things we have to recognize is in some neighborhoods we go in, some families we go into, and some of the relationships you have, people watch your every little move. You ever notice that? Wait, what's that? What are those socks doing? What, you know, just every little. Wow, where'd you get that from? What's happening with it? Any little thing, they're going to pick on that and remark on it, and they, you know, it's a big deal all of a sudden. But what does that tell you? That tells you they are watching you and learning from you and picking up on every little change that God's working in your life. That means your life is already preaching a sermon louder and clearer than you could use words to transmit. That means for you getting up and doing the right thing and having a life that has more joy and more peace in it, a life that has more fulfillment in it, they are seeing that, they are recognizing that, they are getting jealous for that life, and you are the one they're going to come to and say, how did you do that thing? What do I do to have the life that you have? That day's coming. I wish it was today, you wish it was today, but God is bringing that about, amen? Make one more point, and I'm going to stand down. It's important for us to recognize this Christian life that we're trying to live is not about who can sin least. That's not what we're trying to do here. Most of us in here would be tied for last place. If we were trying to, who can sin the least, we'd be in trouble. We're trying to strike out in righteousness. We're trying to do the right thing. Jesus said, follow me. We're going to go around the corner. Follow me. And if you grab, as that song was saying, if we grab a hold of the hem of his cloak and just let him take us, and he's going to lead us where he wants us to go, you're going to be sinning less than you used to be. I promise you. It's hard to keep on sinning and follow Jesus at the same time. I've tried hard. I can't pull it off. I get to that point where it's either turn loose of Jesus or turn loose of this sin. And I think, oh, now God's been good to me. He's brought me all this distance. I got to turn loose of this sin. As bad as I hate to do that, I can turn loose of it and move on. Amen? Amen. All right. Yeah. God bless y'all. We love you.